Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Count Basie and his orchestra from 1937 with the song The Glory of Love. It was written by Billy Hill and a very fine example of the Count Basie art. He was playing the piano on that one and, of course, all that wonderful music from his orchestra. They open this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and we have some fine big bands for you. We have some very nice singers as well. Our songs are taken from the 1930s, and I think we go forward to the 1960. In fact, in our next set, we'll hear a recording from that year. But before then, we're going to go to Glenn Miller and his orchestra. Well, he was so popular and had a very accomplished orchestra. His arrangements were very, very nice, and that unique sound, largely achieved through his combination of clarinet and saxophone in the woodwind part of his orchestra. Well, he and his orchestra are going to join us today with the song Adios, and it was written by Eddie Woods. Then we're going to hear from two lovely ladies who both started out their career around the same time. In fact, they both started recording in 1949. We'll hear first from Chris Connor, a very fine jazz singer. She started recording in that year, 1949, and worked a lot in the earlier days with Claude Thornhill, pianist and composer, conductor and arranger. Well, Chris will join us today from 1960. The song is called Alone Together, and it was written by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz. Then we'll go back to 1950, to Tony Arden, a delightful voice. She began her singing career in the 40s and signed her first recording contract with Columbia in 1949. She'll join us, as I said, from 1950. She's accompanied by an orchestra led by Percy Faith. The song is called And You'll Be Home, and it was written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke. And we'll start with Glenn Miller and his orchestra, Adios.
Thank you. alone together, beyond the crowd, above the world, we're not too proud to cling together. We're strong as long as we're together. Starless night, we're not in vain, for we're together, and what is there to fear together? Our love is as deep as the sea. Our love is as great as a love can be, and we can weather.
The lovely voice of Tony Arden from 1950 with the Percy Faith Orchestra. She brought us a song written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke called And You'll Be Home. Before Tony, we heard from Chris Connor, also a delightful voice from 1960, with the song Alone Together. And we started out with the very popular band of Glenn Miller from 1941 with the song Adios. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we've got some wonderful big bands for you, and also some very nice singers. In fact, we have three wonderful big bands just coming up, and we're going to go to 1946 for our first one. And that is led by trumpeter Billy Butterfield. Well, he started out in the late 30s, put in some time with the Bob Crosby Orchestra and also with Artie Shaw. He made many recordings with small groups throughout his career. But in 1946, he set up his own big band. And it had a short run, a couple of years, before Billy returned to the small group format. But it produced some wonderful material, including, of course, Billy's own trumpet. Well, they'll join us this morning with a number that was very much associated with Duke Ellington. He wrote it, and that's Sophisticated Lady. That'll be from Billy Butterfield and his orchestra. Back 10 years and back to the swing era. And one of its chief proponents, and that is the band led by Benny Goodman. Well, he's often credited with giving the swing era its start, and he did have a very wonderful band, and of course that marvelous clarinet, which we hear in solo on so many of his band recordings and the many recordings he made with the smaller groups. Well, this is 1936. Benny's really going strong at this point with his orchestra, and he's featuring one of his young vocalists of the time. She went on to become pretty famous herself, and that was Ella Fitzgerald. Yes, this is a young Ella. And from 1936, she and Benny are going to bring us the song Did You Mean It? And that was written by Jesse Greer and Mort Dixon. And then we'll go to 1944 to a very versatile musician, Benny Carter, chiefly known for his work with the alto sax, but he could also play a few other instruments, including, I gather, the trumpet. Well, he led a number of orchestras throughout his career, along with being featured with many smaller groups. And we'll hear him with his orchestra from 1944. They're going to join us with a number written by Ira Gershwin and Vernon Duke called I Can't Get Started. So three songs. We are going to start with Billy Butterfield and his orchestra from 1946 with Duke Ellington's Sophisticated Lady. Thank you.
me to miss. And did you mean that remark that you whispered in the dark? You said you'd be absolutely on the up and up with me. Did you mean it when you held me while the night drifted by? Did you mean it? Hope you did, 'cause so did I.
Just heard recordings from three big bands from the 30s and the 40s. We started out with Billy Butterfield and Sophisticated Lady from 1946, a Duke Ellington composition. Then we heard from Benny Goodman and a young Ella Fitzgerald from that year, Did You Mean It?, written by Mort Dixon and Jesse Greer. And we just heard from Benny Carter and his orchestra. Benny Carter and one of his orchestras, I should say, 1944, with the Vernon Duke Ira Gershwin piece, I Can't Get Started. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we're going back in time, as we usually do on Sunday mornings. And we've got a whole lineup of large orchestras, big bands for you this morning, and quite a few singers, some very famous, some perhaps not quite so well known to modern audiences, but they were all wonderful. And of course, they're joining us with some of the great jazz and popular standards of the day. Our next recording is from 1957 and features one of the most successful artists in the entertainment field in the century. I think I could say that, and that's Doris Day. Well, she started out in the 40s with singing with the Les Brown Band. Of course, she had that very fine jazz style and that very clear, wonderful, smooth delivery. She went on, of course, to movies, to TV, and into more mainstream ballads. And we'll hear her from, as I said, 1957, from an album she recorded with Paul Weston and his orchestra called Day by Day. And she will join us with Paul Weston. Another Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz composition called I See Your Face Before Me. And then we're going to go back a couple of decades to 1941. And here's another young singer just starting out. And that's Frank Sinatra, another legend, just getting going there. He was singing at this point with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra and stayed with them for a couple of years. Often sang with a group called the Pied Pipers, which also featured Joe Stafford and also at times Connie Haynes, I believe. Well, this is a young Frank Sinatra, and they are going to bring us a very famous number called Blue Skies. And that was written by Irving Berlin and the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. And then forward to the end of the 40s, it's 1949. And it's the orchestra that's led by Woody Herman. Now, he played the clarinet and the alto sax, often featured in his orchestra. Also, he had a fine singing voice, but I believe we are only going to have an instrumental this morning. And it's called Not Really the Blues. It was written by a trumpeter with the orchestra called Shorty Rogers. And he, I guess, is also featured on this recording. And that'll be Woody Herman and Not Really the Blues. So we'll start with Doris Day from 1959 with Paul Weston, I See Your Face Before Me.
I see your face before me, crowding my every dream. There is your face before me. You are my only thing. It doesn't matter where you are. I can see how fair you are. I close my eyes and there you are. If you could share the magic, if you could see me too, there would be nothing tragic in all my dreams of you. Would that my love could haunt you so, knowing I want you so. I can't erase your wonderful face before me. Thank you. haunt you so, knowing I want you so. I can't erase your wonderful face before me.
We'll be right back.
We've just been listening to Woody Herman and Shorty Rogers on the trumpet, with a composition by Shorty himself called Not Really the Blues. And that was from 1949. Before Woody, we heard from the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with a young Frank Sinatra, 1941, with the famous Irving Berlin composition Blue Skies. And we started out with the ever-lovely Doris Day from 1957, joined by Paul Weston, and his orchestra was actually called His Music from Hollywood. Doris and Paul brought us I See Your Face Before Me, which was written by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz.
Hi, this is Randy McKelligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. From Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're joining you today from the University of Ottawa, as we do on Sunday mornings, and bringing you recordings from the 1930s through to 1960. We've been listening to a lot of big bands today, and we have a few more left for you this morning. I hope you've been enjoying them, and of course we've had quite a few singers along the way as well. Our next recording is from 1944, and it's from a big band led by tenor sax player Georgie Auld. Now, he actually originated from Canada and went to the US, where he spent most of his career. He put in quite a stint with Artie Shaw and his orchestra in the early 40s, and then went on to set up his own big band. That's what we'll hear this morning. The song is written by Bud Green, Herbie Ruby, and Sam Stept, and it's called I'll Always Be in Love with You. Then we go back to the 1930s and to a singer that I often feature on the show, along with an orchestra who often accompanied her. That's Mildred Bailey, one of the quintessential swing singers. She had a sweet voice and a wonderful sense of rhythm and delivery. Always a delight to listen to. And she's joined by the orchestra led by Red Norvo, who, of course, was a wonderful musician in his own right, featured mostly on the vibraphone and xylophone, and, of course, had a career that went on for decades. He also played the piano, and in the 30s, he had his own swing band, and it was a very fine one. He was, of course, Mildred Bailey's husband, I believe it by this point, ex-husband, but they still continued to work together, and what a great combination that was. And of course, Red's orchestra featured some brilliant musicians of the day, and of course, many that went on to become very famous. Mildred and Red will bring us a song written by Frank Lesser and Burton Lane. This is 1938, and the song is called Says My Heart. And then we're going to go forward to 1945, to a very fine orchestra led by trumpeter Harry James. He of the very distinctive trumpet. It's often called soaring. It's quite recognizable, I guess that's the way to put it. Anyway, Harry's always wonderful to listen to, and in the 40s he led his own big band, and some very fine recordings resulted. Very popular in the 1940s. He had a number of arrangements prepared that worked very well with that style. He also had a number of wonderful singers with his band, and they were starting, the singers that is, were to come forward a bit. They were being featured more front of stage with those lovely arrangements. By 1945, one of his singers is Kitty Callan, and we will hear from her with the Harry James Orchestra with the song Waiting for the Train to Come In. That was written by Sonny Skylar and Martin Block. And we'll start with Georgie Auld, 1944, I'll Always Be in Love with You. Thank you.
a chance, says my heart. But each time that I'm almost in your arms, this old school teacher brain of mine keeps ringing false alarms. Then my head rules instead, and I'm wise to the scheme of that gleam in your eyes. So I kiss and run, but the moment we're apart, oh, you fool, that was love, says my heart.
Coming to the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks so much for joining me, and I do hope you enjoyed our big bands and singers today. Do please stay with us, because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments, and he's got some wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from the old days, from days gone by. We have one more song for you this morning, and we're going to call on the band of Lucky Millinder. Very fun band from the 30s and 40s. This is a song that Lucky wrote himself along with Tab Smith called Shipyard Social Function. And that's from 1943. Here's Lucky Millinder.